वरुण लोक से नंद जी को छुड़ा लाना.
कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज नंदा महाराज फ्रॉम द अबोर्ड ऑफ वरुणा.
श्री सुकवाच
चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट 1.
एकादश्याम निराहारः समभ्यर्च जनार्दनम् स्नातुं नन्दस्तु कालिन्द्या द्वादश्याम जलमाविशत् अष्टाविंशे ततो नन्द नयनं वरुणालयात् वैकुंठ दर्शनम चाथ गोपाल.
कमेंट्री श्लोक बाय द आचार्यस.
वर्धनम समुद्धृत्य वशे कृत्वा मरेश्वरम नंदा नयतः कृष्ण वरुणम च वशे नयत. गोवर्धन पर्वत उठाकर भगवान ने इंद्र का मान मर्दन किया.
बाय लिफ्टिंग द गोवर्धन हिल कृष्ण डिस्ट्रॉयड द false pride of Indra.
और इंद्र आकर के श्री कृष्ण के चरण में शरणागत हुए.
एंड इंद्र केम एंड ऑफर्ड सरेंडर एट लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी यह कह रहे हैं कि जिस प्रकार
सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज सेइंग दिस
बस में किया.
जस्ट लाइक लॉर्ड कृष्णा हैड कंट्रोल्ड इंद्र
उसी तरह
इन द सेम वे
इनके भाई
His, इंद्रस ब्रदर वरुणा केम अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ कृष्णा. वन डे
नंद महाराज एकादशी को उपवास किए.
एकादशी ही फास्टेड
निराहार
विदाउट ईटिंग एनीथिंग.
भगवान की पूजा किए
एंड वर्शिप द लॉर्ड.
जनार्दन की पूजा किए.
वर्शिप जनार्दन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड.
यह ध्यान रखना चाहिए कि जिस वर्ष भगवान ने
वी शुड टेक नोट दैट द ईयर दैट कृष्णा लिफ्टेड द गोवर्धन हिल
उसी महीने की
इन द सेम मंथ द एकादशी. इट वॉज द एकादशी डे इन द सेम मंथ ऑफ द सेम कार्तिक मंथ. इट इज कार्तिक शुक्ला एकादशी. इट्स ऑल्सो कॉल्ड प्रबोधिनी एकादशी.
क्षीर
सागर ही वेक्स अप. हरि सैनी एकादशी ही गोज टू स्लीप. एंड इन शुक्ला एकादशी ऑफ कार्तिक प्रबोधिनी और देवोत्थान एकादशी ही वेक्स अप.
नंद बाबा उस एकादशी को निराहार रहे.
सो ऑन दैट एकादशी नंद महाराज वॉज फास्टिंग. नॉट ही डिडंट ईट एनीथिंग.
निर्जला किए.
निर्जला एकादशी.
जल पीना भी एक आहार है.
तो ड्रिंक वाटर इज ऑल्सो फूड. ईटिंग फूड इज फूड.
दूध पीना तो महा आहार.
एंड टू ड्रिंक मिल्क इज महा आहार. महा फूड.
एकादशी
रियल फूड
ढंग से. एकादशी इसलिए कहते हैं कि कुछ विशेष रूप से भगवान का भजन हो स्मरण हो.
एकादशी वी डू so that we have some special we do extra devotional service for the supreme lord and we have extra time to remember him on that day.
So ekadashi ko upvas rakhe.
So he fasted on ekadashi and worship lord vishnu.
Janardan ka arth hota hai jo apne janon ki raksha karte hain.
Janardan means one who protects his janas, his people. Or one who destroys the demoniac person.
भगवान की पूजा किए.
He worship Janardhan.
और स्नान करने के लिए.
And to bathe.
द्वादशी में जलम आविशत. जल में गए.
On द्वादशी he went in the water. जलम आविशत.
की पूर्ति के लिए ये जा रहे थे.
He wanted to complete the vrata. So he was going to take bath.
थोड़े जल्दी चले गए.
But he left a little earlier.
वे ये समझे कि अब भोर हो गया.
He was in a rush to do his complete his vrata. So he thought the dawn has come. is about to come. Let me complete my vrata. Let me take bath.
तो मैंने सोचा कि अब भोर हो गया, स्नान कर ले. एकादशी को सोए भी नहीं.
एकादशी ही did not sleep also.
द्वादशी प्रधान एकादशी करते हैं. एकादशी सूर्योदय के समय होना चाहिए और बाकी दिन सारा द्वादशी हो तो उसी को व्रत करते हैं.
Actually, the Vaishnavas, they do the Ekadashi where Dwadashi is Pradhan, like Mahadwadashi.
Ekadashi Surjodaya ke samay hona chahiye aur baki din sara Dwadashi ho to usi ko vrat karte hain.
Ekadashi should be at sunrise time, and if the rest of the day is Dwadashi, they fast on that day.
उसी व्रत को कहते हैं. नंद बाबा ऐसा किए.
नंद बाबा वॉज डूइंग दिस. He was without eating on the Ekadashi and worshipping the Supreme Lord because he is Param Bhagavat.
Nanda Baba. Ekadashi ko vrat ki.
So he was fasting on Ekadashi and properly he worshipped the Lord.
Vrat ki purti karenge, paran karenge.
Now to complete quickly, he went to take bath. द्वादशी वॉज ओनली कला मात्र मोर लेफ्ट मीन्स ओनली वन आवर लेफ्ट.
के भीतर ही पारण हो जाना चाहिए, त्रयोदशी नहीं होना चाहिए. तो मैंने सोचा
वन शुड डू एकादशी पारण विद इन द्वादशी. इट शुड नॉट बिकम त्रयोदशी.
तो पारण के प्रति भी बहुत आदर होता है वैष्णवों का.
आई हैव अ लॉट ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट on how to do Dwadashi Paran, how to break the Ekadashi. They like to follow the proper rules. He did not realize that this is Asuri Bela to take bath in the at night in the river. It is demoniac time. Time for the demoniac influence.
Asuri Bela hai. उसमें स्नान नहीं करना चाहिए.
One should not bathe at that time.
पता नहीं था.
He did not realize.
स्नान करने.
He went to take bath in the Jamuna.
स्नान करने के लिए चले. एक दो और भी सेवक गए उनके साथ.
So when he went, one or two servants went with him because he was the king of Raj.
स्नान कराने के लिए और सामान लेकर के गए.
Couple of servants went with him with the things that he may need.
इसलिए वरुण देव का एक सेवक दूत उनको पकड़ करके ले गया. वरुण
because he went in the river Jamuna to take bath at the wrong time. One of the servants of Varuna seized Nanda Maharaj and took him to his master in Varuna Loka in Vibhavari time.
Indra
is the king of heavens, and his brother Varuna is the king of all the waters, department of water.
ले गया हर करके दो तो उसे पानी में डुबा करके और ले गया वरुण लोक में.
So the demoniac servant of Varuna, he seized Nanda Maharaj and took him down in the water.
सब लोगों ने हल्ला किया, हाय हाय नंद महाराज.
And here everyone became total anxiety and they were screaming, alas alas, Nanda Maharaj has died, he has drowned.
एक भक्त कहते हैं कि कलार्ध हल्ला किया, हाय हाय नंद महाराज. पर एक भक्त कहते हैं कि कलार्ध.
Why he took bath at that time? One devotee in his commentary has explained.
डूब गए सब चिल्लाने. द्वादशी दृष्टवा निशीथा ऊर्ध्वमे वही आ मध्यान क्रिया सर्वा कर्तव्य शंभु शासन. भगवान शिव ने बताया है.
Lord Shiva has explained, if there is one hour Ekadashi left,
आधी रात के बाद,
after midnight,
मतलब भोर होने से पहले एकादशी समाप्त हो जाए.
मीन्स एकादशी विल फिनिश बिफोर द डॉन.
उस समय
एट दैट टाइम
मध्यान तक
टिल मध्यान
सारी क्रियाएं की जा सकती
ऑल द एक्टिविटीज कैन बी डन
कलार्धाम द्वादशी दृष्ट्वा निशिथा उर्ध्वमे वही आ मध्यान क्रिया सर्वा कर्तव्य शंभु शासन अगर एकादश द्वादशी एक कला बाकी है
इफ द्वादशी वन कला इज लेफ्ट वन आवर इज लेफ्ट
आधी रात के बाद
देन आफ्टर मिड नाइट ऑल्सो ऑल द एनी एक्टिविटी कैन बी डन
द्वादशी तक
टिल द्वादशी Until there is Dwadasi. So Nanda Baba thought, now after midnight I can take bath. It's okay. So he went to take bath and he took bath.
कालिंदी के जल में प्रवेश किए.
कालिंदी's water. He entered.
वरुण देव का एक भृत्य था वो असुर था
He was a servant of Varuna, he was asur.
पकड़ करके वरुण जी के पास
He seized him and brought him to Varuna.
गया श्रीम बेला हम प्रविष्टम उद्गम नंद बाबा का अपराध क्या था
What was Nanda Baba's offense? There was no offense.
अश्री बेला नहीं समझ सके स्नान करने के लिए गए स्नान करने
By mistake, he could not understand the inauspicious time, Asuri Vela. He went to take bath. And his Varuna servant took him. If you want to take bath before sunrise, but at an inauspicious time after midnight, then you can take bath by a faucet or in a bucket. But not in a river.
वही हालत जो बल जो नंद बाबा की हुई वो कर देंगे वरुण के दूत
अदरवाइज व्हाटएवर हैपन टू नंद बाबा वरुणस सर्वेंट्स मे डू द सेम थिंग
शुक्रुषु तम पश्यंत कृष्ण रामे ति गोप का
थैंक्स श्री
वहाँ जो गोप थे वहाँ और उसके बाद उनकी बात सुनकर सब चिल्लाने लगे तम
अपश्यंत ऑल द गोपर्स दैट वर देयर When they heard the cries of the servants of Nanda Maharaj, they also started crying. They did not see Nanda Maharaj on the bank of the river, so they understood that Nanda Maharaj had drowned.
या उनके साथ नहीं भी गए होंगे तो फिर देर हुई तो खोजने लगे तो देखे
They started to look for him.
इधर उधर नार खोल में जमुना जी के तट पर देखे कहीं पता नहीं
They saw his bucket and his lota was by the river but looked this side and the other side there was no sign of him
डूब गए
They understood that he had drowned
किसी भी संकट में सबसे पहले कृष्ण को पुकारते थे
The gopas it was gopas nature anytime they had any kind of problem or trouble they immediately called out for Krishna and Balram
हे कृष्ण कहाँ हो हे राम बलराम कहाँ हो तुम्हारे पिताजी डूब गए
हे कृष्ण हे बलराम वेर आर यू योर फादर ड्राउंड
अब ये शंका हो रही थी बाबा को तैरने तो आता था
Now they were in doubt that what happened because Nanda Baba knew how to swim. He was a good swimmer. But somehow he has drowned. They did not know that Varuna's servant had seized him and taken him. So there was a big commotion, loud noise, crying.
हे कृष्ण हे राम इति गोप का ये गोप लोग लगे पुकारने
गोपस वर कॉलिंग हिम
पितरम बोलना है तुम भगवान उस समय सो रहे थे
Lord Sri Krishna was sleeping at that time.
आवाज जब ऊंचा होने लगा हल्ला होने लगा ब्रज में कि
There was loud noises and very crying, shouting, Krishna Balram, come, father has drowned. He woke up.
डूबने का मतलब वरुण कहीं आदमी ले जाएगा पानी में तो ले गया वो लोग ये समझ लिए कि तो आधी रात के बाद तुरंत नहा रहे हैं। होने लगा ब्रज में कि नंद बाबा को ले गया वरुण का सेवक रहे हैं तो
गोपल्स अंडरस्टूड दैट मस्ट बी वरुणस पीपल दैट टुक नंद बाबा
कहाँ हो नंद बाबा संकट में पड़ गए ऐसे
दे वर ऑल स्क्रीमिंग नंद बाबा इज इन ट्रबल कृष्ण कम भगवान तद उपश्रित्या although he was sleeping you can understand in month of Kartik on Shukla Dwadashi it gets cold in Vrindavan so the Lord must have been in his blanket quilts snugged up but still he heard the cry of the gopas he heard pitaram varuna hritam His father, Varuna, has taken away. Varuna took away his father. He very quickly took away his blanket and he immediately ran to the banks of Jamuna. And immediately he jumped inside Jamuna. And he also disappeared in the water. To Varuna. Went to find his father. Just see the Lord's mercy, his karuna. He did not wait for even one moment. He did not delay. He woke up and he ran and jumped in the water.
Tadantikam gato rajan Varudev ke nikat chale gaye.
Tadantikam to the presence of Varuna. These days a person may question how did Krishna know where Varuna lives? Where is his kingdom? How did he go there? However he might have gone. His Bhagwan. You cannot ask how he found and how he went there. He is complete in six Aishwaryas. He knew where is Varuna.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी विशेषण दे रहे हैं स्वानाम अभयदह अपने भक्त
गोस्वामी सेज द लॉर्ड वेंट
कैसे चले गए प्रश्न उठता ही नहीं
देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन हाउ ही वेंट
ऐश्वर्यों से परिपूर्ण भगवान गए वरुण जी के पास तो भगवान कृष्ण के लिए सुखदेव गोस्वामी विशेषण दे रहे हैं
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज To King Parikshit, for Krishna, he says, Swanam Abhaya Daha.
अपने भक्तों को अभय देने वाले
One who gives Abhaya to his devotees. Swanam Abhaya Daha. One who is the giver of fearlessness to his own devotees.
अपने पिता को लेने के लिए चल
दिए. He left to bring his father to find his father.
इसका अर्थ भगवान को सब पहले से पता है ना कि वरुण कहाँ रहते हैं।
In other words, the Lord must know from before where is Varuna, how to get there.
जाना जुगा तो पहले रेल जो हो चाहे कार
Here, these days, if we have to go anywhere, first we have to book on a train or a plane or a bus.
करो ये जाओ वो जाओ।
This telephone, there, here, there.
बहुत दूर वरुण लोक।
And Varuna Lok is very far away. From this earth, it's below the planet Earth, and the Lord He left quickly. What was the need for Him to go so quickly? Because He is Swanam Abhayada.
Swanam Abhayada, अपने भक्तों का भय दूर करते हैं.
He removes the sufferings and fear of His own devotees. This is His nature. This is His swabhav.
अपने लोगों का अपने लोगों से मतलब
हुज फियर डज ही रिमूव स्वनाम हिज ओन पीपल
अपने भक्तों का अपने परिकरों का
हिज ओन भक्तस डिवोटीज हिज परिकरस ही रिमूव्स देयर सफरिंग दिस इज हिज नेचर
कोई आलसी भगवान नहीं है
श्री कृष्णा इज नॉट अ लेजी लॉर्ड दैट हिज डिवोटी इज ड्राउंड डिसअपीयर्ड एंड ही डज नॉट डू एनीथिंग टू फाइंड हिम
जो निराकार का भक्त है अगर वो इस तरह संकट में पड़े तो निराकार क्या करेगा
वन हु इज अ डिवोटी ऑफ निराकार इम्पर्सनल लॉर्ड If he calls out, if when he is in trouble, he calls out Nirakar, what Nirakar will do for him? He does not, there is no knowledge. And Nirakar cannot consider anyone his own son, his own father. Nanda Maharaj has Vatsalya Bhav for Supreme Lord. In Nanda Baba's house, there is Sakshat Krishna himself, the Supreme Lord himself is presence. Then why does he have to do Ekadashi Vrata? This puja, worshipping the Vishnu. People do worshipping the Lord to attain the Supreme Lord. One who already has the Supreme Lord playing in his courtyard, why does he have to do all this? Fasting. Hari Swari Prabhu says in this respect,
नचेत प्रचारी प्रगल्भो विभूया सवा इत्यभिव्यक्तमासीत ब्रजेशे. ब्रजेश में नंद महाराज में यह बात प्रकट हुई.
This has shown in Brajesh, in Nanda Maharaj. One may be very kritarth, one may be siddha, one may be having achieved the highest, but it is still important that one may follow the scriptures. Not that he should assume, I am very siddha, I have got love of Godhead, why I have to do Ekadashi? There is a group of people in Ekadashi, in Braj, Vrindavan, they don't do Ekadashi. They accept that they are the parikars of Krishna in his leela. But here you see Krishna's own daddy is doing. Why you wouldn't do? You see, Nanda Maharaj has done Ekadashi. He's doing God. You're hearing Bhagavad. You're hearing Bhagavad Katha. Everyone is looking for Nanda Baba. You're sleeping. You don't have love for Nanda Baba.
नंद बाबा को एकादशी करने की क्या जरूरत है? हरिश्री जी कहते हैं.
Why does Nanda Maharaj have to do Ekadashi? Hari Swari Prabhu explains.
जरूरत है.
There is a need.
भगवान हो चाहे भगवान का बाप ही हो एकादशी.
Whether one is भगवान or भगवान's daddy, one has to do Ekadashi.
सुन लीजिए ये भागवत की कथा है.
Listen, this is a katha in the Bhagavatam.
अब उनसे सिद्ध उनसे कृतार्थ कौन व्यक्ति होगा?
Who could be more siddha, more कृतार्थ धन्य than नंद महाराज?
ते श्रुति में परे स्मृति में तरे भारत मन में भरण भजंत भव भीता आमी नंदम वंदे जस्या लिंदे परम ब्रह्म. कोई महाभारत पढ़े, कोई वेद पढ़े, पुराण पढ़े, पढ़ता.
One poet says, somebody reads Mahabharat, somebody reads Puranas. One may read Vedas, one may do anything, but
I
just worship the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard Param Brahma is playing. Who could be more perfect than Nanda Maharaj? Still, he is doing Ekadashi, he is chanting Japa, he is worshipping the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
कुछ लोग ऐसा कहते हैं कि क्या जरूरत है, नाम जप किया तो पूजा करने की कोई जरूरत नहीं.
Some people say, what is the need? If we are chanting Japa, then what is the need of doing puja?
मंगला आरती आदि में भाग लेने की कोई जरूरत नहीं.
Or what is the need of coming to Mangalarti? I am doing the greatest sadhana for this age, chanting the holy name, chanting japa.
कितना भी बड़ा हो उसे चाहिए कि उसके जो कर्तव्य है दैनिक नियम है उसको जरूर
नो डजंट मैटर हाउ ग्रेट एलिवेटेड वन मस्ट बी वन मे बी बट ही मस्ट डू हिज डेली एक्टिविटीज अकॉर्डिंग टू द स्क्रिप्चर्स.
एक बार मैं कहा कि स्नान जरूर करना चाहिए तो एक भक्त कहा जट भरत जी तो बिल्कुल नहीं नहाते.
One time I said one that everyone must take bath in the morning. Then one devotee said, Jad Bharat never used to take bath. So you become Jad Bharat.
नहीं नहाने में प्रमाण है.
To not take bath, you have proof.
नंद बाबा नियम कर रहे थे.
नंद महाराज वॉज फॉलोइंग हिज नियम हिज रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस.
खुद पड़े
कृष्णा लेफ्ट हिज बेड एंड जंप्ड इन द जमुना
वरुण लोक जाने के लिए
टू गो टू वरुण लोक.
लीला द्वारा यह कहते हैं कि मैं कोई भी काम छोड़ सकता हूँ अपने भक्तों की रक्षा.
बाय दिस लीला लॉर्ड इज शोइंग दैट आई कैन गिव अप any activity to protect my devotees.
Yeah, nahi soye soye kah diye ki are aa jayenge kahin gaye honge kya khojna.
Not that he keeps sleeping and he says oh he'll come back don't worry just wait for a while he's not gone anywhere.
Main pareshan hone ki kya jaye.
Why you have to shout so much?
Aadhunik yug mein aadmi aise hi kare.
In this modern age this is what people will say. Oh, he's old man, he's just gone for a walk, just let me take a little more sleep. Give me a few more minutes. He'll come back. But the Lord, in one moment, he jumped out of his warm bed and he jumped inside the Jamuna's waters. He's saying in Gurga, in one village, one elderly man fell inside the well. All night he remained there. He must have fallen in the evening. And the family people said, he must have gone to a relative or a friend. They didn't bother looking for him. Why you worry? He'd come back soon. Don't worry. In the morning somebody went to the well and they saw the person was inside dead.
भगवान की भक्तवत चलता
है. लुक एट द लॉर्ड कृष्णा भक्तवत चलता. इमीडिएटली ही रैन.
भगवान ने सुना कि उनके पिताजी
इन द सेम वन श्लोक टेक्स्ट 3 सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज इन द सेम श्लोक दैट एज सून एज कृष्णा हर्ड तद अंतिकम गतः इन इमीडिएटली ही लेफ्ट टू द प्रेजेंस ऑफ वरुणा.
निकटम वरुण के बिल्कुल निकट चले गए. लगता है कि भगवान को जाने में कुछ चलना नहीं पड़ा.
इट सीम्ड एज इफ टू रीच इन वन मोमेंट एज सून एज ही जंप्ड इनसाइड द जमुना ही वाज एट वरुणास प्लेस. इट सीम्ड लाइक ही डिड नॉट हैव टू वॉक मच और स्विम वेरी फार टू गेट देयर.
चले गए वरुण के पास क्योंकि भगवान अपने भक्तों को अभय देते.
Because the Lord gives His devotees abhay, fearlessness. Everyone else was crying and screaming. What else they could do? They were Brajvasis. They were crying, calling, Baba, where are you? Some were crying, some were beating their chest, some were running here and there. But the Lord immediately understood and immediately He left. He told everyone, stay calm, Shanti, I am coming.
Upasrutya. यहाँ लिखा गया निकट से सुनकर तदानी दूरतः पुष्प सज्जा एवं सयानो अपी उस समय भगवान फूल के सज्जा पर सो रहे थे.
At that time he was sleeping at the on a bed of flowers.
भगवान तो सभी जगह हैं अतः वे निकट से ही सुन लिए. पितरं वर्णयतम
I saw that the Lord has come to his abode. He became very pleased.
Text 4. Mahatya puja itva tadarsan mahotsavah lokpala Sri Varunadev.
Varuna, Lord Varuna is lokpal.
Pura jal vibhag ke jal bata hua hai. Pura jal vibhag ke
he is the giver of water. He is in charge of all the waters. Water that rains and is collected in rivers and oceans. He is the Lord, Varuna. Indra is his brother. He gives the rain.
They
are both sons of Mother Aditi. When he saw Lord Hrishikesh, Lord of the senses, he stood up
and
with state in a state of great jubilation. He stood up and he worshipped Lord with great offerings, very elaborate offerings. In puja, there is so many offerings like cloth,
Naved,
gold, silver. Varuna is very rich, very wealthy. He gave a lot of elaborate offerings to the Lord. Here in this, on this earth, people do puja and they offer cloth to the Lord. When they have to offer vastra, they say vastra dharam sutra. When you cannot afford a cloth, you can tie a sutra, a string. They would say, in the shortage of this, you can do this. In the shortage of this, you can do this. The bhoga sweets, if you don't have, you can offer some powdered grain, powdered wheat and rice. For themselves, they're making rotis and rice, but to offer to the demigod, they will offer powdered rice and powdered wheat.
Navedya bhave sali churna.
Navedya bhave sali churna.
You cannot
afford navedya, you can offer churna. Not even wheat churna, rice churna, which is so much cheaper.
Vastra abhave sutra.
Vastra abhave sutra.
Vastra na hota ek dora.
A string will do. Offering, there is so much abhav, shortage. Here, Varundev, in his offerings,
he
offered all the elaborate costly things. He offered aarti, etc., washed his feet, then offered very nice bhoga to Krishna. He arranged for the offerings of foods without having his father released how Krishna would eat. By having darshan of the Lord, he got so much great jubilation. By offering worship to the Lord, he became very pleased with his own good fortune.
Aho Varuna Uvacha. Aho me nibrito deho adyaivartho dhigata.
Text 5.
Adyaivartho dhigata prabho tvatpad bhajo bhagavan avapuhupara madhvana. Aho. Aaj hi mera jivan purna.
Varuna said, alas, today is my life is fulfilled.
Jivan ka jo laksh hai.
my body has fulfilled its function. I have achieved the goal of my life.
तो पाद भाद भगवान अवाकु पार मत धोना हे प्रभु
माय डियर लॉर्ड
माया देह निवृत्ता आज आपके द्वारा
टुडे
पूर्ण हो गया
बाय यू माय बॉडी इज फुलफिल्ड इट्स फंक्शन
लाखों करोड़ों देह धारण
आई हैव एक्सेप्टेड मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ बर्थ बिफोर
देह आज ही सफल हुआ
बट टुडे ओनली टुडे माय मटेरियल बॉडी इज सक्सेस हैज बिकम सक्सेसफुल
ऐसे आपका दर्शन मिला आंख से दर्शन
दिस मटेरियल बॉडी ऑफ आई हैव अचीव्ड योर दर्शन आई हैव अचीव्ड एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सर्व योर लोटस फीट आई हैव अचीव्ड एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सिंग योर ग्लोरीज
मिला जिह्वा को
My tongue is satisfied. Before, whatever body I had, thousands and millions of vritha, all those bodies were indeed useless.
Darshanam jatam tadaiva deha saphalyam praptam ityartha. जब आपका दर्शन हुआ है तभी देह की सफलता हुई
टुडे दैट आई हैव अचीव्ड योर दर्शन माय मटेरियल बॉडी इज सक्सेसफुल
मनोरथ आज मेरा मनोरथ पूर्ण हुआ कि मैं निभृत नितरान भृत मुहूर्त देह धारण से फलम
टिल नाउ आई वॉज लिविंग यूजलेसली
जीने से कोई फायदा नहीं
पीपल हु आर नॉट डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्णा दे आर एक्चुअली लिविंग देयर लाइव्स यूजलेसली
जीने से कोई फायदा नहीं
देयर इज नो यूज दे हैव नो बेनिफिट
क्यों नहीं फायदा है खाने को मिलता है
somebody may ask
चीजें मिलती हैं
why there is no benefit I am eating so many nice things I am living so I am getting so many nice things
और इस प्रकृति जगत का सम्मान सम्मान मिलता है वस्तुएं मिलती हैं
I am getting the respect of this world
देव क्या बोल रहे हैं वरुण देव
But this is a demigod is speaking, Varun Dev. That I got your darshan, your seva. So today my life has been, this body is has become successful.
भगवान की पूजा करते थे, श्री विग्रह की मूर्ति के, लेकिन पूर्ण जो
he was a devotee before. He was hearing Krishna's pastimes. He was worshipping his deity. But the complete success of all those activities to get his personal darshan and direct service, this is purna fruit. This is the complete fruit of all those activities.
आज ही मेरा देह धारण करना पूर्ण हुआ
सो अरुण देव हियर इज सेइंग दैट ओनली टुडे माय एक्सेप्टिंग दिस मटेरियल बॉडीज ओनली टुडे हैज बिकम परफेक्ट
आज ही मेरे जीवन का पुरुषार्थ अधिगत हुआ मैं सर्व रत्नाकर पति हूँ
द सर्व रत्नाकर पति आई एम द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल द रत्नस इन द ओशन
वरुण देव सबसे बड़े धनी व्यक्ति
ही इज द ग्रेटेस्ट मोस्ट वेल्थीएस्ट पर्सन वरुण कुबेरा इज अ कैशियर ही कीप्स द कैश बट द वेल्थ इज नॉट हिज
कैशियर को इतना अधिकार नहीं होता
कैशियर डज नॉट हैव द राइट टू गिव द मनी अवे इट्स नॉट हिज मनी You see the cashier in the bank, he may have so many bundles of notes in his hand, but that's not his, none of it is his. Only to count and give and take, that's his job. That wealth is somebody else's. Kubera has a lot of wealth, but it belongs to other people. But Varuna's, Varuna's wealth that he has, it's rightfully his. Not that if somebody calls, give this much, then he'll give. Varuna's wealth is his own wealth.
कुबेर जी को कहना पड़ता है मालिकों को कि आप इतना दे दीजिए.
For kuberas, the boss will have to tell kubera, give this guy this much money, give this person this much money.
कोई चेक लेकर के जाता है तो दे.
Somebody takes a check to him and he gives him cash.
तो वरुण देव समस्त रत्नाकरों के अधिपति हैं.
So Varuna, the samudra, the ocean is called Ratnakar. Ratna means wealth and akar means a treasure. So the ocean is a treasure of so much wealth, so many.
समस्त समुद्रों के अधिपति वरुण देव हैं.
Jews.
जो समस्त धन का रत्नों का अधिकारी है वो कह रहा है कि आज ही मेरा जन्म.
So just think, a person who is the owner of all the wealth of this material world, of all the oceans, he is saying today that today my body, the real wealth, real value of my life has been achieved.
इसका अर्थ है कि धनी भी व्यक्ति हुआ है, खूब खा रहा है, पी रहा है, घर बना रहा है, कुछ भी करे, पर भगवान कृष्ण का भक्त नहीं है तो बिल्कुल बेकार.
That means a person who may be very wealthy, he may be very rich, he is eating nicely, has a big house, cars, but if he is not a devotee of Krishna, he is completely useless, his life is useless.
धन क्या करेगा?
What the wealth will do for him?
धन मृत्यु को नहीं रोक सकता.
Wealth will not stop. Wealth will not stop death. It will not stop his old age cycle of birth and death.
मिटा सकता है, बल्कि और धन से पाप होता है और घोर.
Rather, with the wealth, he will commit more sinful activities and then he'll fall into terrible hellish conditions.
तो संसार का सबसे धनी व्यक्ति कह रहा है.
So this is the most richest person of this world, Varuna. He's saying, today my life is successful when I have your darshan.
ये तो पाद भाज है भगवान जो
my Lord,
चरण कमलों का भजन करते हैं.
Those who worship your Lord lotus feet. तब पाद भाजा, तब पाद भाजा.
भक्ति करते हैं वे अधन संसारस्य पारम अवापो. जो आपके भक्त हैं, आपके चरण कमलों का स्मरण करते हैं.
Those who are your devotees, they remember your lotus feet.
परंपरा को पार कर.
They cross this path of material existence, of the cycle of birth and death. They don't have to die, they don't have to take birth again, and between the birth and death, they do not have to suffer too much. I have become blessed with your darshan.
और मैं इससे भी अधिक धन्य अपने को समझूंगा जब प्रभु आप हमको कुछ आज्ञा देंगे.
And my dear Prabhu, I will consider myself more blessed if you give me some order, how I can serve you.
Namastubhyam bhagavate brahmane.
Text 6.
Najatra suyate maya loka srishti vikalpana. Bhagavan ki mahima ka varnan karte hue, Shri Varuna Dev.
As Varuna Dev is describing the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is offering his obeisances.
Lok Srishti, Dev, Manushya, Adi.
Lok Srishti, Vikalpana. This creation of this world. You are the Supreme Lord in which this material world is. This Srishti, where there are all kinds of living entities, they are doing their activities. This is not in your dham. This is not in the Supreme Lord's spiritual world. In your dham, there is no Srishti and Vinash. There is no birth and death. In this world, there is birth and death, and there is so much difficulty in maintenance.
जन्म मिलता है लेकिन फिर तुरंत इसके बाद बुढ़ापा और उसके बाद
बर्थ एंड देन वेरी क्विकली देयर इज डिजीज ओल्ड एज हंगर थर्स्ट हीट कोल्ड.
इस संसार का एक नियम.
दिस इज द रूल्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. इन द इन योर स्पिरिचुअल धाम देयर इज नन ऑफ दिस.
व्यक्तो व्यक्ता सनातन. वहाँ का वातावरण बिल्कुल सुखद है.
द एटमोस्फियर इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इज कम्प्लीटली
और चिन्ह में है
सुखद. देर इज नो एनी काइंड ऑफ सफरिंग. देर इज नो डिजीज. नो ओल्ड एज.
कोई दुर्भाव नहीं है.
नोबडी हैज एनी hatred feelings towards anyone else. Everyone loves the Lord.
कल्पना लोक सृष्टि की का विविध भेद अपने नहीं है.
माया विच इज प्रधान इन दिस वर्ल्ड इट हैज नो इन्फ्लुएंस इन योर धाम.
माया नहीं सुनी जाती है. हाय
वी डू नॉट हियर ऑफ माया इन द लॉर्ड्स धाम.
हाव नहीं वहाँ होता है. बाहर ही रहती है भगवान.
शी स्टेज आउटसाइड द धाम.
परमात्मा ने सर्व जीव नियंत्रे सर्वांतर जामी रूपाय भगवते पूर्ण षट गुणे स्वर्जेण स्वलोकादौ विराजमानाया तुभ्यं नमः.
सिक्स ऑपुलेंसेस
करता हूँ. आप सभी जीवों के हृदय में भी हैं और अपने धाम में भी.
आप यू आर प्रेजेंट इन योर धाम. यू आर इन द हार्ट ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज.
नमः.
एंड यू आर आल्सो इन योर धाम.
आप सभी जीवों के हृदय में भी हैं. परमात्मा है. इसके साथ साथ अपने
धामिंग लीला इन योर धाम.
ऐसे प्रभु
रास लीला एटसेट्रा. दिस प्रभु आई ऑफर माई obeisances. ही इज ऑफरिंग obeisances एंड आस्किंग फॉर forgiveness. Text 7.
तब प्रवचन तुम्हारा से. अब नंद बाबा को उनका पार्षद पकड़ करके ले गया था.
His पार्षद his servant had seized Nand Maharaj and brought him there. So the mistake that was done by the servant, forgive is natural for you, and to make mistake is natural for us.
Reaction लेना या क्षमा करना ये आपका स्वभाव.
To not be reacted by a mistake, our mistake is your nature.
कि क्षमा बड़े में को चाहिए.
One poet has said,
क्षमा करें उनका यही इनिशियल स्वभाव.
The great persons or elderly persons, their beauty is to forgive. And what is the nature of the small people or the low class people is to always make trouble or just like the Lord was sleeping on the bed made of shesha and this bhrigu went and kicked in the Lord's chest.
और भगवान की कोई हीनता हो गई क्या कि उनको एक
डूइंग दिस डिड भृगु बिकम ग्रेट एंड डिड लॉर्ड बिकम स्मॉल बिकॉज भृगु केम एंड ही वाज एबल टू किक द लॉर्ड. सो डिड दैट मेक द लॉर्ड स्मॉलर देन भृगु.
विष्णु को घटी गयो क्या भगवान का घट
टिल टिल दिस डे पीपल आर ग्लोरिफाइंग दैट लॉर्ड विष्णु टॉलरेटेड द किक ऑफ द ब्राह्मणा.
पर भृगु जी कोई बड़ाई नहीं करता है. अरे इतना बड़ा प्रचंड व्यक्ति की भगवान को लात मारे.
एंड नोबडी ग्लोरीफाइज भृगु भृगुदेव. नोबडी ग्लोरीफाइज दैट वाओ व्हाट अ ग्रेट ब्राह्मणा. सो ग्रेट दैट ही वाज एबल टू गो टू लॉर्ड विष्णु एंड एक्चुअली किक हिम इन हिज चेस्ट. नोबडी ग्लोरीफाइज हिम लाइक दैट.
बल्कि उल्टे लक्ष्मी जी रंज होकर के सारे.
बट रादर लक्ष्मी देवी शी बिकेम angry and she cursed all the brahmanas to be always poor.
गरीब रहेंगे क्योंकि छाती पर लक्ष्मी जी रहती
है. Because on the chest is a living place of Lakshmi Devi and that's where he went and kicked Lord Vishnu.
कोई कोई ब्राह्मण भी धनी होते हैं लेकिन generally भीख मांगा होता है.
Very rarely some brahmana may be wealthy but generally they're very poor. And if somebody is wealthy, very rarely a brahmana is wealthy, he still has a habit of begging. This is seen. I have heard that there are some people like this. To blow his land, he hires someone to plow his field, but himself he will take one lota and beg door to door.
उनका हल चला रहा है दूसरा व्यक्ति.
Somebody is plying for him. He is paying him.
Lota policeman.
But he is going door to door begging for himself because it's a habit. He's a beggar. It's a habit being a beggar.
हम लोगों की कुछ शब्दावली है लोटा पुलिस का. अरे तो लोटा पुलिस
कामना. इफ ही हैज द क्वालिटी ऑफ सेटिस्फैक्शन देन ही इज अ डेमिगॉड. दैट क्वालिटी इज हार्ड टू सी.
भृगु जी जा करके भगवान के वक्षस्थल में लात मारे.
सो भृगु वेंट एंड किक द लॉर्ड इन हिज चेस्ट. नोबडी ग्लोरिफाइज भृगु एनीवेयर.
भगवान की सब जय जयकार करते हैं.
एंड एवरीबॉडी ग्लोरिफाइज लॉर्ड विष्णु.
कुछ नहीं कहा.
टू हियर दैट लॉर्ड विष्णु फॉरगेव हिम डिड नॉट से एनीथिंग टॉलरेटेड हिज किक.
तो वरुण देव कहते हैं कि
वरुण सेज
के लिए क्षमा उचित है.
फॉर यू फॉरगिवनेस इज नेचुरल.
उत्पात यही मतलब हम लोग का स्वरूप.
फॉर अस आवर स्वरूप is to be so fallen, so low class that we make mistakes. So my servant made this mistake. He is akarya vedi, means he does not know his proper duty. Servant was standing right there. On his behalf, Varuna is offering prayers for forgiveness. This is the quality of a great personality. That if a father or a spiritual master, a father for his son, a spiritual master for his disciple, if there is mistake made, then he considers his own mistake.
वरुणदेव जी महसूस कर रहे हैं कि ये मेरी गलती है.
वरुणा वॉज फीलिंग दैट दिस इज माय मिस्टेक.
सिखाया गया होता.
आफ्टर ऑल इट्स हिज मिस्टेक. इफ ही हैड ट्रेन्ड हिज सर्वेंट प्रॉपरली व्हाई वुड हिज सर्वेंट हैव कैप्चर्ड द लॉर्ड्स फादर.
अजानता माम के न
टेक्स्ट 7
कार्य वेदिना आनि तोयम तव पिता अनीतोयम तव पिता तत्प्रभो क्षन्तु अर्हसि. हे प्रभो हे क्षमा करने में समर्थ.
ओ माय डियर लॉर्ड हु इज कंप्लीट इन ऑफरिंग फॉरगिवनेस.
विवेक सुनने न इति जावत.
माय सर्वेंट हु हैज नो विवेक नो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन.
चाहिए क्या नहीं करना.
व्हाट शुड बी डन एंड व्हाट्स नॉट टू बी डन.
बिल्कुल नहीं जानता.
दिस फूलिश सर्वेंट डज नॉट नो एनीथिंग.
वरुण देव सोचे कि भगवान अब आए तो पहले हो सकता है कि उसको मंगवा करके पिटवा कौन लाया है.
Perhaps as if Varuna thought the Lord has come here, he may call who is your servant. He might call him and punish my servant and myself. He had just heard that his brother was punished.
लेकिन बहुत भारी अपमान किया ना गोवर्धन धारण करके. इंद्र का अपमान हुआ. इंद्र चरण में गिरे.
He had heard that Indra had insulted him and Krishna had lifted the Govardhan hill to teach Indra a lesson. He had heard all this and that Indra had come to ask for forgiveness. Everybody had heard of this news.
तुमने सोचा कि भगवान आए हैं तो अब सेवक की क्या पिटाई होगी और हमारी क्या होगी.
And so he was thinking perhaps the Lord has come, what punishment my servant and I will get. But he is a great personality, so he immediately started to explain the mistake of his servant and his own mistake and ask for forgiveness.
नहीं करने लायक काम कोई करता रहता है.
He is akarya vedi. He keeps doing things that are not to be done.
करने लायक काम को नहीं कर पाता.
And the things that are to be done, his proper duty, he is not able to do. But what is not his duty, he does keeps doing mistakes like that. Why? Because his mood.
भगवत धर्म हीने नवा. ये वैष्णव बिल्कुल नहीं है.
He is Bhagavad Dharma Hina. He is not at all Vaishnava. What can I do? He has a job with me, I can't fire him. Sometimes the bosses, they are forced. They are not able to fire the person. What to do? He cannot fire him. The other person may start crying, I have wife and children. Sometimes there are some teachers like this in schools. They don't go to teach the children anything. They go to class and they don't really teach children properly. And the government doesn't have the powers to dismiss him also. We see that a lot.
शिक्षक को तो चाहिए कि अपने पुत्र की तरह बच्चों को पढ़ा रहे।
The teacher should be like this, that he teaches the children just as if they were his own children.
उसे पहले घंटा चला गया।
He should reach to the classroom an hour before.
इतनी शैतानी ये लोग कर रहे हैं।
But they are so nonsense.
बल्कि ये घंटा लेट जाएंगे।
They may reach class late and they may be chewing tobacco. And they just sit down on the chair and tell the children, read, you open your book and read from here to here. Unless you teach them how they will learn. But just you want to teach by remote control sitting on the chair and when it's time to get paid. I'm not saying wrong, am I? Varun goes there and he tells him, Krishna, this is Mura. He does not know his duty. But Krishna might say, why have you employed him? What to do? His family will start crying. You fired my husband. His wife, children may come to him crying. How will we live? You fired my father, husband. So, he's saying he's Akarya Vedi, Mudha. He doesn't know Shastra. He doesn't know who's Vaishnava.
So, Arunodaya ke purv bhi jal mein snan kiya ja sakta hai.
He should have known when there is still some Dwadashi, one is allowed to take bath in that time. Little bit before the sunrise. But he is a Mura. He does not know. At least this Dushta, this rascal, should have realized that this is Krishna's father. He should have at least offered obeisances, offered some gifts, some sweet words. Rather, he has arrested him and brought him.
मेरे भृत्य के द्वारा तव पिता आनीत
थ्रू माय सर्वेंट योर फादर हैज बीन ब्रॉट हियर वेयर इज माय फादर
वहीं पर बैठा है कुंदन बाबा
हियर इज योर फादर हु इज सिटिंग राइट देयर
गुरुदेव जी नंद बाबा को लाए
व्हेन कृष्णा केम इमीडिएटली फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वरुणा ब्रॉट नंद बाबा
और वो देवता का लोक है वहां तो
नंद बाबा ही इज अ सिंपल गोपा एंड वरुणा लैंड इज 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 अ देवताज इज अ हेवनली अबोर्ड एंड देयर इज सो मच वेल्थ ऑल अराउंड
सोने के सिंहासन पर वरुण देव
कंप्लीटली गोल्डन टोटल सॉलिड गोल्ड सिंहासन एंड ऑल अराउंड आर सर्वेंट्स Nanda Baba did not even know how to sit properly on that kind of asana. Sometimes they do drama in Vrindavan, Rasleela, and sometimes they do this particular Leela. And Varuna brings Nanda Maharaj and he puts... Nanda Maharaj in the... In the play, they show he brings him a chair to sit on, some kind of singhasan, and they, out of joking, they're making a funny part, and they show that Nanda Maharaj does not even know how to sit on a chair.
They show the Leela
that Nanda Maharaj, they give him a chair, and he sits on the chair the wrong way. Just to show how simple Nanda Maharaj is. And somebody says, no, you don't sit like this, Nanda Baba, you sit like this.
इधर बैठा जाता है ऐसे बैठा जाता है देवता के समाज में नंद बाबा गए थे
नंद बाबा वॉज इन द सोसाइटी ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स ही डिड नो द पोजिशन ऑफ हिज ओन सन
जब कृष्ण गए सारे देवता खड़े
एंड ही सॉ दैट व्हेन कृष्ण अराइव्ड नंद महाराज वॉज सिटिंग राइट देयर एंड ही सॉ दैट एज सून एज कृष्ण अराइव्ड हाउ वरुण देव स्टूड अप and started offering, worshipping, and all the demigods arrived, offered obeisances and prayers. Nanda Baba was so astonished. What is this? So much Aishwarya my son has. All these demigods are offering dandavat pranams and offering puja to my son. Definitely my son must be Bhagwan. Now, here, immediately he became doubtful. Immediately he thought, definitely my son is God. And he started thinking that just the other day, Indra came. Although he didn't see himself, he had heard, the news had spread everywhere that Indra came like this. He had heard. Indra came to worship him. And now Varuna is offering obeisances, forgiveness. And all this had happened. All this was happening in front of Nanda Maharaj, who was sitting there watching the whole scene.
Nanda Baba ko aur Varuna Dev khade hain. Bhagwan Singhasan par baithe hain.
Now, Varuna Dev is standing with folded hands, and Krishna is being seated on Varuna's Vyasasan, on Varuna's Asan, and he's saying, "Here is your father, my foolish servant has brought your father. How simple is your father, just like a sweet cow, and my rascal servant has seized him and brought him here. I am so sorry." You please forgive me.
Isko, humko,
him, me.
Please
forgive all of the people that live in my dham, in Varuna Loka.
क्षमा तो किए ही है भगवान मार थोड़े रहे हैं
ऑफ कोर्स द लॉर्ड इज ऑफरिंग obeisances, लॉर्ड इज ऑफरिंग forgiveness. He hasn't come here to beat you. He's an ocean of forgiveness.
एवं प्रसाद
देन सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज टेक्स्ट 9
ईश्वर अखिलेश्वर अखिल का अर्थ होता है अपूर्ण
एवरीवन्स ईश्वर
और अखिल का अर्थ होता है पूर्ण
Akhil means incomplete. Akhil means the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
Shiv, Indra.
Khil means Brahma, Shiva, Indra and all the demigods. They're Khila.
Dayat, manushya, pasu.
Demigods, demons, animals, birds, humans. When Varuna, in this way, he worshipped Lord Krishna, with words and offerings, with many, many items and many ways, Varuna tried to please Krishna. Varuna Dev gave a lot of wealth to Nanda Maharaj and to Krishna also, and put a lot of expensive, costly jewelry on Krishna. Gave a lot of wealth, must have also given some cash. Cash means gold coins, etc. Not this paper money. Swarna mudras. And to Nanda Maharaj also. Then the Lord took his father and brought him back. Came out at the same point out of the Jamuna waters. Their clothes were not wet or anything. After all, Krishna is God.
देख करके गोपी बड़े प्रसन्न हुए.
And by seeing him, Nanda Maharaj and Krishna, all the relatives were overjoyed. All the gopas, gopis, mother, father, mother, they all became overjoyed. They must be asking Krishna, where did you go? Where did he go? What happened? How did you come back with so much wealth? So much jewelry? Everyone was very happy to see Krishna.
मुदम आवहन बहुत हर्ष बढ़ रहा था. बल्कि लोग ये अच्छा मान रहे थे कि नंद बाबा को बल ले गए.
In fact, they were overjoyed and they were thinking it was okay that he went to Varuna's. He came back safe and came back with so much wealth.
बहुत खुश थे. मुदम आवहन बहुत प्रसन्नता.
They were very happy.
मुदम का थे मूड खुशी. आवहन मतलब और बहुत ढो ढो कर.
मुदम आवहन. मुदम means lots of pleasure. आवहन is to bring. After all, if you have to take some austerity or go through some trouble, but if it ends with a happiness and so much wealth, it is okay. This reminds me of an example.
इसी पहाड़ की घटना है.
On this mountain here,
लुम्ब्रावा के एक भक्त हैं.
There is a devotee.
राम संदर्श क्या नाम है? श्याम.
His name is Shyam Ramdas.
तो ये एक व्यक्ति के साथ पहाड़ में.
He was.
मैं शुरू से नहीं कहूँगा तो सब लोग नहीं समझ पाएंगे.
He was on this mountain.
तो ये.
His name is Ram Sakal Singh and another person. He was going to this other place.
ये पहाड़ पर डुमराना एक गांव है. वहाँ से जा रहे हैं.
Another village called Dumrana.
तो ये राम श्याम दास इनको नियम बताया गया कि दीक्षित भक्त है.
This Ram Shyam Das, he was told that he is a Dikshit devotee. He is an initiated devotee. No intoxication, no meat eating, no eating tobacco like that.
नियम में थे और इनके साथ एक और कोई व्यक्ति जा रहे थे.
And this other person was traveling with him. He used to eat tobacco, chew tobacco.
कुछ दूर जाने पर.
And after walking a little bit.
लगभग आने वाला था गांव.
The village was about to come.
तो इनके मित्र को तंबाकू खाने की इच्छा हुई.
So his friend, he felt like eating tobacco.
कहीं जा रहा था. कोल्हुआ कहीं जा रहा था. वो अपनी छोटी बच्ची को साथ में लेकर जा रहा.
And at the same time, this other person from the same village was coming with his little daughter.
राम कृष्णदास से माला वाला खूब लगाए थे तुलसी का.
राम श्यामदास he was wearing all these garlands.
वैसे खूब लगाए तो.
So this Ram Shyam's friend, he used to chew tobacco, and they were coming towards this village. So this Ram Shyam's friend, he felt like eating tobacco, and at the same time, one man was coming from that village with a little girl. Ram Shyam's friend had a big tilak on it, on his head, some other sampradaya tilak. And he looked like what they call someone that looks for a bali for offering to Kali Devi, looking for somebody who looks for a man, a human to make an offering. They call it Odka.
Odka ka arth hota hai jo nar bali dete hain manushya ko.
Shyam's friend, he looked to this other person coming from the village with a girl. He looked like an orca, somebody who's searching for a human sacrifice. He was a little afraid. So Ram Shyam's friend spoke to Ram Shyam, should I start my business now? He meant like, should I start eating my tobacco? And this other man coming from.
आपन वाली कल जाना मतलब हम लोगों को जो करना है वो करे ना. उसके कहने का आशय था.
So the man coming from the village, he heard, overheard this, and he thought, oh, this is an orca. He really is. He is looking for a human sacrifice, and I heard him ask this Hare Krishna, should I start my business now? He's looking at me. Maybe he wants to either take me or my daughter for a sacrifice. So he screamed and he ran back to his village, and his daughter also started to cry, and they both ran back to their village. Should I eat? Should I start taking my tobacco now? Nobody is here.
लड़की भी पीछे से भागी रोते हुए.
He went and told everyone. His heart was pounding. He went back to his village. He made a loud noise. These two people are coming for human sacrifice. He made a loud noise, and everybody got together, and they all got their sticks ready. They said, "Let's go get him."
बलिदान दे देंगे. लड़की भी रोते रोते गई. उसी गांव में इस भक्त की ससुराल थी.
And in the same village, this Ramsham's, this devotee, his mother-in-law used to live, his in-laws.
कोई विचार नहीं करता है और सीधे आकर के.
Came out of the village. They were so afraid that these two people are here to get a human sacrifice. They run, the whole group of men with sticks. They came running and they started beating. And they hit this devotee Ramsham Das. He got hit with a stick, started to bleed. And later on, he was the son-in-law of that village. Somebody recognized him. He said, no, he's the son-in-law. He's not like that. Why did you hit him?
तो इसके बाद अब मीटिंग बैठी पंचायत.
So they had a village meeting, panchayat. That son-in-law was hit with a stick. Somebody has made an offense. He is not a Kali worshipper. He's a Hare Krishna.
So
the person who had hit with the stick, he was also present in the meeting, and they decided that he has made an offense. He has called this man a sacrifice person for Kali, and he has hit him with a stick. He attacked him. What should we do? So they said, let it be. We'll let these two people decide. Whatever they decide, we will do.
आप क्या चाहते हैं?
Time this devotee was a big wrestler, and he said, "Let me hit him back one time with the stick." The village thought, "No, one stick and this person will die. Don't hit him." And then they decided, "Okay, he will give you 500 rupees as a penalty." So this devotee, he got 500 rupees as a reward.
Yes, लगभग 20 वर्ष पहले.
It's about 15-20 year old story.
16-17 वर्ष तो भक्त.
This devotee, he went back to his place, and he became all right. He must have taken some medicine or tablet. He was telling me this story himself.
ठीक हो गए तो इनसे हम लोग भी मिले थे.
You must have got really hurt. And then he says, Ramsham Das says, "No, only 20 rupees I spent on the medicine. I saved 480 rupees.
480 rupees mila.
So I want that every day somebody should hit me and give me 500 rupees." He was telling me, it's amazing. He says, "No, I want that somebody hit me every day. 20 I'll spend, 480 I'll save." So talking about this text 9, this word mudam arha, mudam avahan, mudam pleasure, bringing pleasure. People were seeing. They were actually more happy. They were actually They became very happy. They became overjoyed to see his father, their father, Nanda Maharaj and Krishna come back. Not because they brought so much wealth, but but by seeing this scene where my Nanda Baba went to Varuna's loka and he came back, who ever survives, what to speak of coming back? So when they were they saw him come back with Krishna, they were overjoyed and with so much wealth. Just see Krishna's influence. Krishna is so wonderful. He went and brought Nanda Baba from another planet. So in this way, Krishna brought his father back from Varuna's loka. Now, having come back in his village, Nandgaon, he's telling all the gopas, telling the glories of Krishna, what he saw, and describing how wealthy Varuna was. I went to Varuna loka. And he has such unlimited wealth. Text 10. His family, people, other it was like a miracle. Nanda Baba was telling his family, people and other gopas this miracle.
He
saw Varuna's Aishwarya. He also saw. He told everybody how everyone was offering obeisances to Varuna, to Krishna.
Nanda Baba khub kane.
They were all calling Krishna Ishwar and offering prayers and pranams. Puja. All the demigods also. I was so amazed, and that Varuna, he has great opulence.
इतना अपार धन है और ये सब सेवक हैं कृष्ण के.
And they are all servants of Krishna. They were saying.
इसके सेवक.
And the gopas said, what? Krishna's servants? Varuna was offering this boy obeisances?
He
said, yes, they were offering obeisances, dandavat pranam, they were begging for forgiveness. I have seen all this with my own eyes.
इस तरह की बार नंद बाबा सुनाए कि कृष्ण को सब कृष्ण के प्रति सन्नति नति माने मत होना प्रणाम करना है शुक्र
और मैं ये बाउइंग डाउन टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा आई हैव सीन
ते चौत्सुक्य धियो राजन मत्वा गोपास्तम ईश्वरम
टेक्स्ट 11
तो और सब गोप उस दिन क्या किए.
And gopas do that day only for half an hour or so. They all consider Krishna to be Bhagwan. So when Varuna says he is Ishwar, and there we had heard that Indra came and he also worshipped Krishna, and he called him Ishwar. Few years ago we heard that Brahma came and he called him Ishwar.
तो ये ईश्वर है ना?
Then he must be ईश्वर, भगवान.
15-20 मिनट में भूल गए हूँ.
Then after 15-20 minutes they forgot.
कृष्ण की ऐसी लीला है कि वो लोग ये ऐश्वर्य का अनुसंधान रख नहीं सकते.
Krishna's lila is such that they cannot maintain thinking of Krishna as Bhagwan for very long.
तो जब तक ये अनुसंधान था, तब तक वे एक बात कहते हैं.
While they were thinking that Krishna is God, they were saying like this.
तो क्या अपने लोक को दिखा सकता है? बैकुंठ दिखा देगा?
You think they were thinking, if he is Ishwar, Vishnu, do you think he will show us Vaikuntha?
ये अप्रकृत गोलोक का दर्शन कराएगा
कहेगा गोलोक इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड दे डिडंट टेल हिम बट दिस दे वर थिंकिंग
भगवान है तो भगवान जिस लोक में रहता है उस लोक को दिखाए लालसा रहती थी
दे वर लिटिल ईगर
हृदय की बात जान गए
दे वर थिंकिंग वंडर इफ ही विल शो अस हिज धाम एंड द लॉर्ड अंडरस्टूड द डिजायर इन देयर हार्ट took them in Akrur Harad, a place where Akrur ji had taken bath. He took all of them and he took them all and he showed them, gave them darshan of his dham. This Leela I will tell later, how Krishna gave all the Brajvasis darshan of his dham.
ये लीला बाद में कहूंगा
इस लीला आई विल टेल लेटर